Welcome to the Adventist Music Podcast. This is a show that shares the stories of Seventh-day Adventist musicians from around the world. I'm your host, Khan Elmers, a music lover and podcast producer. In today's episode, we'll explore Luis Laporte's song story. He'll be sharing about his track entitled Peace of the Lord. You don't want to miss it. Luis is currently living in Tampa, Florida, and he is a teacher at North Tampa Christian Academy, and he has a wonderful fourth grade class with some very energetic students, no doubt, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I can relate. I also teach English as well.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I teach to adults, ESL students over here in KL, so I can relate.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. And you also have three albums as well, which is really cool, and both in English and in Spanish, right?
That's correct. Yes, two in English and one in Spanish.
So we're going to be exploring one of the tracks on Peace of the Lord. Make sure to follow Adventist Music on Instagram, share the podcast with a friend if you like it. And how would you like to partner with me in supporting Adventist musicians? Consider giving a donation today, and it'll help me to do more for the community. I've got so many ideas and I need your help. So thank you so much for your support. Now for today's episode with Luis. Luis, can you tell me a bit about who you are, where you're from, and a moment that you felt inspired to be a musician?
Oh, wow. So as you mentioned, my name is Luis Laporte. I have been singing since I was 5 years old, and my father is a pastor, and I kind of grew up in the church singing for praise team and singing special music. And early on, when I was 5 or 6, I really felt inspired to follow this calling of being in music ministry and to just sing for the Lord and minister through music. So I remember that early on, I started singing for all my dad's churches, and I just felt God's call in this ministry. And I remember my freshman year, it was 2011, I had a family friend ask for me to come to his church and give a concert. And that really started my concert ministry. And I've been going strong for about 14 years. And, you know, I always tell people that, you know, music is my passion. The fact of the matter is God works through music. You know, there's a lot of people that think, you know, music is nice and, you know, it contributes here, but it's not as important. But, you know, I'm of the stance that, you know, it is important. You know, God works in music. God ministers to us through music. You know, I don't remember a lot of the sermons that were preached when I was small, but I do remember the songs, the praise songs, the hymns. And so for me, that's exactly what I am passionate about reaching people through music and letting them know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made in God's sight. Mm.
Take us back to that moment that when you were in your freshman year and you did your first concert. What inspired you to keep going?
Oh, wow. So I did not expect this family friend to invite me to his church, but he heard that I was taking a lot of voice lessons and piano lessons in college. And I went to Union College, which is now Union Adventist University. And I just remember being very excited and also very nervous at the same time. It was such an exciting time for me, but at the same time, I was wanting to make the greatest impact that I could. So I remember picking out several songs and picking out several scriptures and several messages. Because, you know, I've always been a believer that, you know, we not only minister through music, but also word in concert. So I was picking out several stories, several scripture verses, several lessons that I can share with the audience. And also at that time, I felt that this was the starting of God's call in my ministry. And so after that concert, I knew that that was exactly what God wanted me to do. I felt this feeling. I remember lying down that night after the concert, and I'm like, wow, this is exactly what I need to be doing. This is exactly what God has called me to. And that's really what motivated me to keep on going. I started calling churches. I started calling pastors and my dad's pastor friends. and I'm wondering if they would want to, you know, have me at their church for a concert. The rest is history. You know, I kept on going, even though it's been also a struggle. You know, music ministry in the Adventist world is not easy by any means, but I always felt called to this. So I just felt that the Lord wanted me to keep on pushing forward and that he had a plan for my life and a plan for my ministry.
Can you describe your creative work to somebody who has never heard it before?
Well, that is so funny because, you know, I am a lover of music. So all types of music. So to a lot of people, I guess you can call me a contemporary Christian recording artist. But also I do a little bit of gospel. I do also a little bit of traditional. And I am very flexible, to be honest with you. So in concert, I'm very flexible to each of the churches that I go to. So, you know, there's some churches that ask me for contemporary and I give them more contemporary. Some of them ask me for traditional and I give them traditional. So, you know, hymns and a lot of the good Southern gospel songs I do as well. But I do a little bit of everything. So when you get one of my albums or you listen to one of my albums, I am on Spotify. So if you go in on any of these albums, you will hear songs for everybody. So I always try to do songs for the younger generation. I also do songs for the middle, you could call us young adults there, right? And I also do songs for the wisdom generation.
Right.
We don't call them old. We don't call them senior citizens. We say the wisdom generation. So you will hear more than likely a hymn on each of my recordings. And also you will hear some contemporary praise and worship songs. You will also hear a little bit of on my most recent album that we're going to talk about here in this podcast, you hear a little bit more of Christian R&B there. And you hear a little bit of songs, a little bit with that R&B flair, which I'm really, really excited about. I'm just honestly a lover of music and any type of genre I'm really excited about. So that's why for me, when I record, you know, I stick on those realms, but also, I'm very excited about exploring other territory as well.
Nice. Yeah. Would you mind sharing us about one piece of music that particularly reflects your style?
Yes, absolutely. Peace of the Lord. So Peace of the Lord is a song that really is a testimony of what I went through back in 2020 during COVID-19 and the shutdown and everything like that. That was a very hard time for the world, and that affected me in a very profound way. I had a lot of things happen to me during that time in my life. I went through several things in personal relationships. I had friends that really abandoned me. I felt completely alone. I felt attacked by the devil and, you know, attacked in my music ministry, and I felt that, you know, I was doomed to maybe stay there, that I would be stuck in this very dark place. And I fell into a lot of depression and anxiety. Days that I would just be worrying day and night. I was just worried about everything. I was worried about my personal life. I was worried about my ministry. I was worried about just everything. I mean, everything was completely different. Even in the classroom as a teacher, you know, you couldn't see your kids anymore. You couldn't spend time with them. You couldn't minister the way that you wanted to. I had a tour that was scheduled, a tour in Spanish. And I actually put out my Spanish record in 2020. Right when I recorded it, everything shut down. And so I had a tour scheduled and obviously that had to be canceled. So you cannot minister and go out. And I just remember that being a very dark time in my life. And I really started to read the word like I'd never read it before and read spiritual books and find out really what the Lord wanted me to know. The one thing that I learned from that time is that God is my personal Prince of Peace, that he gives me a sustained peace, a sustained security beyond my whole imagination. Even if things around me are crumbling, even though if I feel very discouraged, I know that God is going to give me peace and that he is going to be there for me. He's going to be my sustainer. And, you know, and I always tell people that doesn't always necessarily mean that, you know, when you call on him, everything's just going to go away right then and there. Because, you know, we know as believers, sometimes it does happen that way and sometimes it doesn't. But that's when our faith comes in. I can't tell you that I walked out of depression and anxiety, you know, night to day. It didn't work that way. But I can tell you that the Lord walked through every dark situation that I went through during that time. He walked with me. He sustained me. And he showed himself as my personal Prince of Peace, knowing that no matter what situation is coming, that he is my peace, he is my provider, he is my sustainer. And I just want to encourage anyone out there that's going through a hard time, know that God will give you peace. It might seem so dark right now. You might feel that you're stuck in that situation, that there's no way out, but our Heavenly Father gives you, he gives me peace, and he will guide you through that situation, and he will make you a stronger person, because I never thought in a million years that God will use that situation to minister to others.
The peace of the Lord is keeping my soul. God's word will forever hold my mind together. Peace of the Lord is keeping my soul. God in control, I'm at peace. Like the force of the thunder, or the roar of the beast, it's drawing me under, and it gives no relief. But my worries are taken by the word in my soul, and my faith is awakened. With my God in control, the peace of the Lord is keeping my soul. God's word will forever hold my mind together. Peace of the Lord is keeping my soul. God in control, I'm at peace. I'm at peace.
Peace of the Lord is a song that I remember listening to back in 2014. And that actually was a comfort for me back in that time, because I was going through a hard time during that time. And I just remember the words. And the chorus goes, "The peace of the Lord is keeping my soul. God's word will forever hold my mind together. The peace of the Lord is keeping my soul. God in control, I'm at peace." And so I remember in the process of actually recording this album, I was trying to think about songs, and the Lord was bringing a lot of songs to my mind that talked about his peace, that spoke to my current situation of dealing with depression and anxiety. And that song came back up to me, "The Peace of the Lord." I'm like, wow. And I just knew I had to record it. And I was working with a producer friend of mine, Christian Villagra, who did all the arrangements on this entire album. So if you listen to this album, every single song he did. And I spoke to him and I told him how this song was very special to my life and how it administered to me. And I want to use it in turn to bless others. And he made this incredible, cool Spaniard yet R&B arrangement if you listen to this song. And it also really focuses on the lyrics. It really, you know, eases in to those lyrics so people can focus on that. So when I heard it, I was really excited about it. And I was like, I cannot wait to go on the road and sing this song. And there's not a concert that goes by that I don't do this song. It's pretty incredible because, you know, a lot of people have come up to me and let me know that this song, you know, really means a lot to them. And so Peace of the Lord is one of those songs that, you know, is very near and dear to my heart. And I continue to sing because I just want people to know that he offers them peace.
Do you mind taking us back to that moment which you were having those alone feelings and the discouragement and the depression, and just tell us like how that song impacted you, like when you're listening to it?
So that song, it let me know that no matter what I was going through, no matter what the situation was, that God was going to give me peace. That even if the situation didn't improve during that time, he was going to give me a calm. He was going to give me a peace. I remember many days that I would just be listening to a lot of scripture, that I would be reading his word. And that specific song let me know that that situation might not change immediately, but I know that God is going to give me peace. He will allow me and give me the strength to smile, even though I'm going through that situation. I remember during that time, I couldn't focus on anything, to be honest with you. I couldn't focus on what I needed to do. Just day in and day out, I would just be worrying, and I'd be sitting, you know, around my house thinking, you know, how am I going to make it through? It was just a lot of anxiety that I was going through. And that specific song, there's a verse that really talks about the fears and the anxieties. And I think a lot of us Christians, we go through a lot of fear and anxiety. We wonder about the future. We wonder about our current state. And we feel like that situation is just going to take us over and we're not going to see the sun the next day. But the fact of the matter is that the Lord is there and he's watching. And I do believe that he uses those situations to make us stronger. And there's a part of the song that says, "But my worries are taken by the word in my soul." And that is the word of God. We have to be connected to the word of God. "And my worries are taken with my God in control." That puts a smile on my face right now saying those words, because the fact of the matter is that God takes all those worries, he takes all those anxiety, he takes that spirit of depression, he takes it away because his peace sustains us. Really, that song kind of brings it all together for me. knowing that he is my sustainer and he's my provider. He's also my reason to smile every day.
Praise God. When you have sung the song in concert, or when you have shared it on online, or you know on Spotify and whatnot, have you got any like testimonies of people who have listened to it and it's changed their lives?
Well, to be honest with you, there has been people that have come up to me and they have really told me that, I guess, the peaceful vibe of that song has really helped them know that God is their personal Prince of Peace. I've had people that have told me that, you know, this song has just really kept them pressing forward. And, you know, also there's other songs that I incorporate in my concerts, as well as songs from this album, because what's very interesting about this album, Peace of the Lord, all of the songs come together. There's a song on there called Be All Right that talks about that it's going to be okay no matter what you're going through. I also recorded Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, which is a well-known hymn, but also talks about, in my case, my testimony of, you know, that fear, that depression, and asking God not to pass me by. And there's also a song on there called Sparrows that reminds us that he takes good care of us. And so Peace of the Lord kind of comes all together. And, you know, I smile at that, because the way God works in the creative process, and he brought these songs to me many times, I couldn't sleep. And I woke up and I wrote these songs down. I'm like, Lord, what do you want me to do? And when all these songs came together, it just came together so beautifully. There's a song on there called Since God Is For Us, Who Can Be Against Us? And that's what I call my song of victory, letting people know. And the album starts out with that song because I wanted people to know that no matter what they're going through, they have the victory because Jesus gives you that victory. All of the songs really come together in knowing that God is your peace and God is your sustainer. So I hope when people listen to it, they know that. And there's also some fun songs on there as well, some celebration songs. You know, there's a song called Alive there that lets us know that God brings us out from that darkness and we're newly born in him, and we can celebrate that because we are alive. We are alive and he is alive in us. And there's also another song on there called Marvelous in Our Eyes that just praises God for how great he is. He's marvelous right in front of us. And many times we don't realize that. So yeah, check it out right on Spotify, Peace of the Lord.
That's right. You guys check out his albums on Spotify. And maybe if we could shift gears here a bit, I've got another question for you. What is a practical way that our listeners could help support Adventist creatives like yourself?
As I mentioned before, doing music ministry in the Adventist world is very difficult, just in general, not even not just exclusively talking about the Adventist world, but even outside, it's very difficult. And the best way to support us, number one, is to invite us out to your church, invite us out to your events. The best way to support us is to calling us up, asking us to go out to your event and minister through music. You know, music isn't what it used to be back in the day in the 90s and 80s and sell albums and everything like that. Everything is digital right now, and it makes making a living very difficult. And so the best way, yes, invite us to come to your church, invite us to come to your event, stream our music on Spotify, purchase our music. This is something very important, and I want to let everyone know. I know the whole world right now is on streaming music, and I stream music as well. So I'm not behind in that as well. But one of the great ways to help us is to actually purchase it, like on Apple Music, to actually go out and purchase it. And you don't have to purchase the actual physical CD, but to go out and purchase it on Amazon digitally, purchase it on Apple Music. That allows us to keep on making music that keeps on going. And also donating to us. If you believe in this ministry, if you've been touched by this ministry, you know, we encourage you to donate. You know, we are like any other organization, any other business out there. We have to have financial support to keep on going. We cannot do it on nothing. We have to keep on. We have to have that financial support. It is very expensive to do what we do. You know, hiring a band, I'm, you know, currently working on a Christmas album to be released this November, so look out for it. But let me tell you, the fact of the matter is, I mean, hiring a band, that costs money. Being in the studio, that costs money. Royalties cost money. Traveling to your area costs money. Hotels, per diem. And that's one thing, if anyone is endeavoring to go into music ministry, you also have to understand the business side of it. And to be able to survive in it, you have to run it as a viable business. And so all of these things you have to consider. There's a lot of the business side that, you know, you have to understand and navigate and know how to go through it. But yes, please, please support us. Invite us to your country. I would love to go to a lot of these countries. And we're actually planning some tours here in the future for that. And also, you know, buying our music digitally and also supporting us, donating to the cause.
You mentioned that musicians should have a firm understanding of like business. Is there some business principles that you've found helpful in your ministry?
Well, I will say this, you know, I have been very blessed to be mentored by some great people in the business. People like Steve Darmody, people like Jennifer LaMountain, Charles Hagerbrooks, Natasha Perez, and several others that, you know, have really mentored my ministry. One thing I had to learn how to do is negotiate prices, write contracts. And one thing you have to understand is do not feel bad. Do not feel bad that, you know, that you are charging or, you know, what you are charging. Because as I said before, you have to have a financial support to be able to do what you do. And I know a lot of people have this mentality, especially in the Adventist world, that, oh, you sing for God and you should sing for free, or, you know, that you, you know, should be donating your services. But, you know, just like our pastors, just like our teachers, just like everyone else that we pay to be in ministry, you are no different than that. So know how to navigate that, knowing how to set your fees, knowing how to negotiate and to write contracts, and also to put together a tour, for example. You know, I do multiple events every weekend. So I might do 2 to 3 different concerts or events every single weekend, and navigating that and knowing how to negotiate that and knowing what you need. Set yourself a budget. You need a budget, and this is what I need. This is what I can accomplish. And also allowing, you know, yourself to be flexible in certain areas and kind of navigating through that. You know, I have 14 years in music ministry, so, you know, you learn a lot doing it. You just have to get out there and you have to do it.
What lessons would you say has been the most valuable for you as a musician?
So the lessons I have learned really have been 3, and this is 3 pieces of advice that I give to anyone that's really wanting to go into music ministry. Number 1, keep yourself at the foot of the cross. It's all about glorifying Jesus at the very end of the day. It's not about being famous or, you know, bringing in a lot of money, because the Lord knows that in music ministry, we don't.
It's honest. But, it's true.
You know, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And number 2, be faithful to whatever God has given you. You know, this has been a hard situation that, not really a hard situation, but something I've had to learn over the years, you know, because a lot of us, we expect to, you know, we want to get out and we want to, you know, do a lot more. But the fact of the matter is, we need to be faithful to whatever God has given us. So if God has given you 3 churches or 3 concerts every year or 10 concerts or whatever it is, bless in those concerts, because God has called you to that area. God has called you to that church. And, you know, no matter who shows up, bless them because God has called you to there. I've sang for audiences of, you know, over 1,000, but I just recently sang for an audience under 10. And it does not matter the amount of people. It matters that God has called me there, so I'm going to bless them. And my third piece of advice, as I just mentioned, learn how to run your ministry as a viable business, knowing how to manage it, knowing how to do the financial portion of it. Because if you don't, then you're just going to get burned out. A lot of people I know that have gotten themselves burned out because, you know, they operate on, you know, you just can't operate just on a love offering. There's a lot more that goes into that, and you have to know the ways of the business and you have to know how to navigate that. So those are my three lessons. And if anyone wants to go into music ministry, that's also my three pieces of advice.
And I hope that our listeners can reach out to you and contact you if they have any other questions as well.
Absolutely. So luislaporte.com is my website. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram at Luis Laporte Music. You can also find me on LinkedIn, Luis Laporte Music as well, on YouTube. You can also write in to bookingluis1@gmail.com. Absolutely. And I would love to answer any and all questions.
Is there a question that you wish that I asked you?
To be honest, the music business one is the one that I'm glad that you asked, because not a lot of people ask that. Absolutely. No, I think you covered absolutely everything.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks for listening to this episode of Adventist Music. It was produced by me, Khan Elmers. A huge thanks to Luis Laporte for coming on to the show. We'd love to stay in touch with you on social media. So if you're a musician, make sure to tag us on your reels. We'd love to share them on Instagram. And give me a message on your socials. I'd love to chat with you. Adventist Music is a podcast that highlights the unique stories of Adventist musicians. We are completely listener supported, and you can give today and help us continue making these wonderful episodes for our faith community. Make sure you're listening in on the next episode of Adventist Music.